Our next panel is going to be a fun one. We have the former Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, Chuck Rettig, along with Mike Desmond, who was Chief Counsel. And we've got Tom Cullman, who was Counselor to the IRS Commissioner. And our next topic is on IRS operations, looking back and looking ahead. Thank you.
So I'll make a couple of points, and then we'll go through a number of topics, issues, and whatever. But let me kind of give you, set up an overview, which is while we were on board, we were essentially the three principal people operating the Internal Revenue Service. And so career-wise, we're all career tax lawyers. Tom's older than he looks, but, you know, that's just what we have to deal with. And having said that and throwing that out there, let me just say,
if you had worked with him for 4.5 years, you'd be older than you look too.
Can we only have one mic at a time? So what you just saw was not pre-rehearsed, but I will say we all know, certainly now we all know a lot of former commissioners. We know a lot of former chief counsels. And others, who've had leadership positions in the Internal Revenue Service. I think a privilege, and maybe in some small part what made us somewhat unique, was that we knew each other before for a long period of time, that although we're hugely supportive of each other, we didn't come in as just to say yes to what one of us might say on something that was in our lane. And if you were ever sort of in my office and saw the discussion that the three of us had, but with others, I think you'd be very proud of the Internal Revenue Service and of the tax profession and having, we're tax guys, right? So we've sat in that seat, go on board, and to see sort of behind the curtains what went on, because nothing happened just because it was Thursday. Everything that happened was heavily vetted among us and others. And it was vetted from when I got on board, somebody said, you're now running, one of the most, here's the comment, actually, it was, you're one of the most powerful people in the country, but you're absolutely the most hated, and good luck on your term, enjoy the next, period of time. But we were very aware of the power, if you will, of the Internal Revenue Service, very aware of when it might be appropriate to use that power or to let the world know you have that power, but not to just use it because you have it and have access to it. What's the impact? If we move here, what's going to be the impact? So we were cognizant of trying to be cautious, but also make a difference. And so I think I can speak for the three of us, and we're all going to have a lot to say. We went on board to make it better. We went on board to improve tax administration, to make it better for people at the Internal Revenue Service, to make it better for tax professionals, and see what we could do, generically to make the country a little bit better from that angle. Obviously, none of us went on board knowing that we were going to run into a COVID environment, and that brings its own set of unique challenges to a very otherwise challenged federal agency that essentially in history, is constantly under attack by many people up on the Hill in Congress. It's easy, for people to attack the Internal Revenue Service because it's hard for the Internal Revenue Service to defend itself. I will say on more than a few occasions publicly, I would make comments of, if somebody doesn't like what I'm doing, they can go ahead and fire me. The only person who could fire me was either president of the United States. I served about equal times under both administrations. And it was not unusual for the counselor to the commissioner to then come into my office and say, people think you're lobbying to get fired. I go, why would I want to be fired and move back to Los Angeles, to my home, to my friends, and the environment I left?
It was because you said that. Like every other week.
Sometimes I said it multiple times a day. And I left, as did they, I left my dream job of 36 years, one firm. I went from NYU to a tax law firm in Los Angeles, 36 years, dream job with my best friends, never thinking I would leave that job. I thought I was going to be in my 80s and, move on through. And so we end up collectively coming into Washington, D.C. and doing what we can for the Internal Revenue Service. Routinely, I would make comments to the employees and others that on the outside, I made mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to make judgment calls that are mistakes. But I'm very, I think, confident in saying that in life, before and after and during IRS, the mistakes I made were based on what I knew to try to make a difference, you know, if you will, swing for the fences.